Well, I'm back officially this time. I took time to myself after the election to rejoice in the results of the election. I mean, first off, Joe Biden is our presidential elect, but vice presidential elect Kamala Harris is the first ever woman, first ever black woman, first ever Indian American woman to be this close to the presidency. But even with so much to celebrate, I saw numerous social media posts about how we still had to hold them accountable. But I'll be getting into that a little later. I'll also be talking about the ridiculously low $600 stimulus check, and I'll be talking about the future of this show, all on this episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Hello everyone, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Now before we get into today's episode, I do want to say that you all can become financial supporters of this show by going to anchor.fm/tolson/support. Again, that is anchor.fm/tolson/support. Now, before we get into the politics of this episode, I do want to start with the future of this show. Last season, as you all know, I went hard episode after episode about issues I really cared about and still do care about, but I burned myself out, so to speak. In the span of 22 different distinct episodes, I really gave all I had, my creativity, my time, my everything. And I realized that after being gone after 6 weeks after season 2, episode 1, that I was starting to become repetitive. I was mainly and only talking about issues facing the black community from outside. And if I continue with that as my main focus for episodes, then all of my episodes become carbon copies of each other. I say all that to say that my main focus for season 2 is issues facing the black community from within. And I'm going to kickstart that with the next 3 episodes being titled The Shades of Colorism. It will consist of different guests all being different shades of black, and we will discuss the effects of colorism on the black community. So stay tuned for that. But now, without further ado, let's get into the politics of it all. The second round of stimulus checks have already started arriving in bank accounts after outgoing President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion stimulus bill. The last-minute signing was a welcome development for the 6 in 10 people who have suffered a financial setback due to the pandemic, but millions of people may find themselves in for disappointment if they are among the groups who don't qualify for the payment. The checks will amount to $600 for each adult and child under 17 years old, or half the amount of the $1,200 stimulus check sent out earlier in 2020. The $600 per person payments are part of the stimulus bill passed by Congress in December and signed by Mr. Trump on the evening of December 27th. Still, Mr. Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have called for lawmakers to boost the amount to $2,000 per adult, a request that House Resolution 9051, otherwise known as the Cash Act, of 2020 would have solved. It passed the House of Representatives on December 28th and was blocked by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell after Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tried to push it through using a tactic called unanimous consent. Mitch McConnell blocked a bill using 2 simple words: "I object."
A vast majority of the public, Republican and Democrat, strongly support $2,000 checks. An overwhelming bipartisan majority in the House supports $2,000 checks. Senate Democrats strongly support $2,000 checks. Even President Trump supports $2,000 checks. There's one question left today. Do Senate Republicans join with the rest of America in supporting $2,000 checks? Would the senator modify his request to include a unanimous consent request that that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of H.R. 9051, a bill received from the House to increase recovery rebate amounts to $2,000 per individual, that the bill be read a third time and passed, the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table with no intervening action or debate.
Is there objection to the modification?
Object.
Objection is heard.
Now Mitch McConnell is trying to push forth his own bill to increase the checks to $2,000, but this bill also includes the following: a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, a motion to create a 2020 bipartisan advisory committee to inspect the 2020 election, and a motion to force the disclosure of access to election infrastructure by foreign nationals. This bill will likely pass the Senate, but not the House. So the best thing I can tell you is to be happy with the money that already passed, because it doesn't look like we're going to get any bipartisan agreement on $2,000 checks. Moving on, with 306 electoral votes, Joe Biden is officially the presidential-elect, and Kamala Harris is officially the vice presidential-elect. Now, like I was saying earlier, there were a lot of social media posts saying that we still need to hold these two accountable. But here's the thing. No one said that we weren't. No one has forgotten that Joe Biden rallied for, created, and signed the 1994 crime bill, which incarcerated, among others, countless black Americans. No one has forgotten that Kamala Harris fought against the Supreme Court to keep nonviolent offenders in prison. But in the same sentiment, no one has forgotten that Donald Trump had admitted in a recording that he grabs women by the genitals because he's a quote-unquote star, or that he refused to apologize for putting out a full-page ad calling for the death penalty for the wrongly convicted Central Park Five. No one has forgotten that Mike Pence is a strong supporter of conversion therapy or that he's against the right for a woman to choose. But here's the difference. The liberals and Democrats want to actively hold Joe Biden and Kamala Harris accountable. Trump supporters, on the other hand, argued for 4 years against the fact that Donald Trump is a racist, misogynistic, sexual predator, and they decided that in 2016, they were okay with that being the president of the United States. Now, if you notice, I said Trump supporters instead of conservatives and Republicans, because here's the thing. I don't have a problem with true conservatives or Republicans. We may disagree on a few topics, but in the end, we all want is what is best for this country. And that key part is where the conservatives and Republicans differ from Trump supporters. Because Trump supporters, just like their leader, only want what is best for themselves. Now, before we end the episode, I do have a message for the voters in Georgia. 3 million of you have already voted early in the runoff election for Georgia's two Senate seats. Now, if you're like me, you want John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock to win this thing and balance the Senate. But if you're not like me and you have a problem with voting for John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock, then let me explain something to you. Kelly Loeffler has campaigned with a member of the KKK. There's photographic evidence of it. David Perdue has been linked to insider trading. In fact, right before the stock market crashed due to COVID, while others were losing their jobs, he sold stocks using information from a closed Senate hearing. Now, you can do with that information as you will, but what you can't do is not vote in this runoff election and then blame Joe Biden for not getting anything done. Vote John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock for Georgia Senate.